So you were kind of, in a way, actually demonstrating the condition of this man that I want to tell you about, who was laying on the ground outside the gate of the temple, and the gate was called the Beautiful Gate. And he spent time there every single day. And he was always laying on the ground. He couldn't walk. And so his friends had to put him on a blanket, and each one would take a corner of the blanket, and they would carry him and lay him down there outside the gate, and they would put a bowl next to him so that people walking by could give him a little bit of money if they wanted to. Every afternoon, lots of people came to the temple to say their prayers, and the man lying there would ask them as they walked by, "Do you have any spare change?" One day, two friends of Jesus were walking by, and their names were Peter and John. And as they walked toward the temple, they passed this man lying on the ground, and they stopped and studied his situation. They looked at him carefully, and then Peter said to him, "Look at us." And so the man laying there on the ground looked up at them, the two men standing next to him. And once they were really looking into each other's faces, Peter said, "I don't have any money. I don't have any gold or silver. But what I have, I now give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And then he reached out and took the man by the hand and helped him get up. The man's ankles and his feet became strong. He took a few steps. He looked at Peter in amazement. He took a few more steps. He kind of started to skip and jump up and down a little bit. And Peter and John walked along next to him. By the time they got inside the temple, the man was leaping all around and he was shouting, thank God, I'm so happy. Thank you, God. Well, all this commotion, of course, attracted some attention, and some people looked around saying, who's making all that noise? And when they saw who it was, they saw that it was the man who was usually laying on the ground outside the gate of the temple. But he wasn't lying on the ground anymore. He was dancing around on his own two feet, and they were astounded. So we're going to join hands and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, something was wrong with that man's feet, and you made them right. Something was wrong with the world that Jesus had to die on a cross, and you made it right by raising him to life again. Something was wrong with Jesus' friends when they locked themselves in a room and were too scared to move or go outside. But you gave them your peace and your Holy Spirit, and now they go around the world telling everyone about your willingness and your ability to make things right. We thank you for your love, always working to make things right in our lives, and we go today in your peace. Amen.